It's common for up-and-coming musicians to headline music festivals at big universities. Students at Penn State University Park have brought to campus such musicians as Sonic Youth and Wilco for the annual Movin' On Festival. A new festival at the school, Wallapalooza, is drawing some controversy because of headliner Asher Roth. Here's his song, I Love College.
I want to go to college for the rest of my life. Sip Bankers Club and drink Miller Lite. On Thursday and Tuesday night ice. And I can get pizza, a dollar a slice. So fill up my...
Senior journalism major Adam Clare is the Tuesday columnist for the Penn State paper, The Daily Collegian. He adapted his opinion piece about Asher Roth's visit for WPSU.
Asher Roth is being paid $10,000 to headline Thursday's inaugural Wallapalooza. He'll probably draw quite a crowd, and most of the people who show up will probably have a pretty good time. But the University Park Undergraduate Association, the student government at Penn State, and the University Park Allocation Committee, which allocates student fees, need to be a bit more demanding of the music festivals they fund at Penn State. A pretty good time, while not inherently bad, should be secondary to an actual learning experience. I'm not suggesting the student activity fee should only fund orchestra concerts, but artistic integrity and entertainment value are not mutually exclusive. Asher Roth is one of the top-selling artists on iTunes right now. He's certainly entertaining to some people, but I don't think Roth is the sort of artist Penn State organizations or Penn State students should be supporting. For one thing, his debut studio album, Asleep in the Bread Aisle, was not released until last week. That means he was booked on the strength of exactly one song, his single, I Love College. I Love College, as you've just heard, is the sort of song that gives intelligent people fits. It celebrates binge drinking, objectifies women, and generally panders to somewhere below the lowest common denominator. Worst of all, Roth's lyrics are completely innocuous. They sound like the strung-together Facebook statuses of a freshman frat boy. This is the sort of populist garbage that has bankrupted the popular music landscape, both literally and figuratively. Artistically speaking, Roth's music is completely sterile, down to the guitar line that clumsily borrows from the rock band Weezer. Roth's ideological blandness is 1,000 times more offensive to me than his sexism or debauchery. Ironically, this song, romanticizing the dregs of college life, is rapped by a college dropout. Then there's the disturbing fact that Mike Wallace, the student who was given $60,000 by UPUA and UPAC to organize the event, who named the event after himself, is the roommate, friend, and former running mate of the current UPUA president. Frankly, I think events like Wallapalooza need more oversight from university officials, and even from outside help, the way Movin' On used to be organized. The students responsible for organizing these events in recent years have really dropped the ball. They've ignored legitimate artists in favor of exploitative commercial drivel. Granted, Penn State is not an art school, and it'll be a long time before anyone confuses it with one. But money from the student activity fee students pay each year should be used to enlighten the student body as well as to entertain it. Wallapalooza and Movin' On are wasting their vast potential to educate. Asher Roth doesn't teach anything you can't learn in the first 30 seconds of a keg party.
Do something crazy. Keg stand, keg stand, keg stand, keg stand.
That party last night.
Man, I love college. I love it.
That party last night.
That was Daily Collegian columnist Adam Clare with an opinion piece adapted from one written for the Penn State paper. To find this and other WPSU stories, go to our website, WPSU.org. Just click on Radio, then Stories.
You're all invited.
But my good friends,
bring your friends.
All I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Do I really have to graduate, or can I just stay here for the rest of my life?